Welcome to USSO's Eyes on Events. This is our third episode in a series in which we catch up with Jen and Molly, who are organising the BAS PGR conference for 2020. So just to kick us off, since we last spoke, you've been receiving conference paper applications. Could you tell us a little bit about the process of receiving those?
It was really exciting how we kept receiving them. It was like 2 weeks before the conference, people were sending in their proposals, and the day after deadline, we received a handful as well. So it was a steady submission process.
We were so impressed and so excited by the quality and number of the submissions we received. We received many more than we could accept, which made it really hard to choose. But we were so impressed and so grateful for everybody who submitted.
So how did you decide on what papers to include in the conference?
There were several submissions that just clicked together straight away, like based on the themes that they sent in. So for like panel one, which we called Transatlantic Collective Action, it was just how the US and European movements merged. So those three were like it wasn't difficult to put those three together. So we just picked papers that would work together best and that work with the theme as well.
Great. And was there anything unexpected about the process?
Yeah, I didn't expect that we would turn everybody away. I literally thought that we had space for everybody. But then I actually sat down with Molly and we discussed the papers. And that's when I realized, oh, we have to reject some papers. So that was really unexpected. And it made me realize how a lot of people were interested in presenting in the symposium. And I was really grateful for that. But we couldn't accept all of them, which was sad and unexpected. But yeah.
Earlier in the organization process, filling a day-long symposium felt like it was going to be a challenge. It felt like so much time to fill. But once we started looking at all of the submissions and saw how many excellent ones we had received, it really started to feel like too little time. So we were limited with the amount of time we had, but if we had had more time, we would have loved to have accepted more.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a fantastic program. I'm particularly looking forward to hearing what USSO has to say about publishing. So what's your next steps now before the conference? At time of recording, the conference is next Saturday. So what are your next steps to get ready for that?
We almost have chairs for all the panels. So that's the next step. And we also are going to have a tech rehearsal with everybody a few days before the symposium, just so that everybody can get used to using Zoom and uploading their presentations so that we don't have any hiccups on the day of the symposium. So it's just little things.
So our main task right now, kind of aside from that, is to publicize the symposium, get as many people to sign up as possible. And we have a lot of exciting presentations, as we talked about, but we also have some additional exciting events going on that day. We have the publishing panel. So we have the editors from the Journal of American Studies and from US Studies Online, who are going to come and give presentations about the publishing process and their publishing platforms and kind of answer any general questions people have about the process of getting your work published. And we also have a publisher who has given us a discount code for a bunch of books on American studies that anybody who registers for the symposium will receive.
Uh-oh, publishing codes always made me spend a lot of money. So just finally, is there anything in particular you're looking forward to about the event?
And for me, it's just like the theme of resistance, challenge and change that is throughout the whole symposium schedule. That makes me look forward to listening to all the papers. I literally want to listen to everybody. I usually have a favorite when I go to a conference, but this time it's just everything.
Yeah, I agree. I feel so excited about all of these talks this time. I'm just excited to see how all the speakers are going to translate their proposals, which were also exciting, into a longer talk. And to also just see the people we've been coordinating with and get a chance to interact with these people face to face and kind of get a feel of an American studies community again after some months of isolation. It's going to be really exciting.
Great. So PGBAS 2020, Connective and Collective Action, Past and Present, is happening on the 28th of November 2020. How can people register for the event?
So we have a link on Twitter and on the PDF, but the link on the PDF doesn't work, so you need to follow the link that are posted on Twitter. If that makes sense. So if people are having issues registering, just drop us an email and I'll point you in the right direction.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, both of you, and I look forward to seeing you at the conference next week.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily.